This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'diya all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the daily reminder and our discussion surrounding Salah and its importance in the 21st century. My dear brothers and sisters, Islam is not just a religion, but a religion and a way of life. It came to teach us everything. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to remove us from the depths of darkness to the heights of guidance. And even though he was busy doing that, he taught us about everything good and he advised us towards it and told us about everything bad and evil and warned us against it. And this was the testimony of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in. From the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to be a good listener and never to interrupt somebody when they're speaking. For once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was teaching his companions and a Bedouin walked into the gathering and said, "O Prophet of Allah, when is the coming of the hour?" And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard him, but he continued teaching to give a practical lesson to this person, never to interrupt when a discussion is taking place. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam finished his lesson, he called out and said, "Who is the one, or where is the one who asked his question?" Subhanallah. When we look at Salah, my dear brothers and sisters, it also teaches us the all-important concept of being a good listener. For during Salah, we have been commanded as those behind the Imam to remain silent and listen to the recitation of the Imam. Not just remain silent, but also listen to the recitation of the Imam. We have been commanded to allow the Imam to do his part. And when he's done his part and he finishes Al-Fatiha, now the part of those behind the Imam comes in to say Ameen. And when that is done, the Imam continues with the recitation whilst everybody else remains silent, and not just remains silent but also pays attention to the recitation. Allahu Akbar. How Salah develops our character and teaches us to be good listeners. It is said that Allah has given us one tongue but two ears. So let us listen more than we speak. That's the lesson for this reminder. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.